Just on the earlier note where we were talking about the collaboration and creative process and where you are as a writer, very early on in season two, I had pitched an episode that everyone had agreed upon. We beat like look, let me be really clear about how this works. It's there the, in the room, there's very little hierarchy. You're aware that this person who's the showrunner is your boss. But everybody is supposedly in a healthy creative environment, free to pitch their ideas. They want you to pitch ideas. It's your job to contribute. And we all come up with every episode. We put it on the board together. Everyone has to be on board. Sometimes people are a little quietly grumpy about some things, but at the end of the day, it's best idea wins, and everyone's got to be on board with this. And we ought to be able to say, yeah, are we going ahead with this? This is an episode. So that's how it works. It's not like, one person writes everything and then they, in some cases, maybe that is on shows. I'm sure there are shows where one person writes everything. But in our world, it was we all had to sort of give the thumbs up, and then you would go away and execute the potential that we had beat out on the board. We had done that with this episode, and I wrote the outline, and they gave notes on the outline, and then I went away and wrote the script, and I spent weeks on that script and delivered it. And then Brad and Jonathan called me into John's office and sat down, and they were being sort of super polite and careful about the whole thing. And I was like, what's going on? Do they hate it? Do they fire? Are they gonna fire me? Like, what did I do wrong? And they're like, we really like the script, and we know we beat this out, and we know we, read the first draft, read the outline, and you executed the outline very well. But we really think this story would be much better if it was Carter who got the Gould dinner. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And they're like, how do you feel about going back and doing that? Because it was going to mean a page one rewrite. Like, it was literally, I had to go back and completely rewrite the script. Turned into, turned into that episode where Carter gets a Gould in her. But it was never originally like that. And I'll tell you that that sort of stuff happened, and you had to be on your feet and really ready to understand that, wow, a good idea should always win out and be the thing that you end up going forward with. So, and I think that also was another stepping stone for me in the process with them, where they were like, he can roll with the punches and take a good note, and I credit them that, for making my idea, my script better, and then at the end of the day, I got credit for it.
And In the Line of Duty is obviously transformative for Sam's
Oh
character,
God.
that you guys grabbed onto that Jolinar story, and it fed lots of stories for
Lots
years
of
to come.
mythology going forward, yeah.
Lots of mythology, yeah, and gave her a new dimension to what I think was already a three-dimensional character. What was the original? Can you tell us who got the Gould?
It was a red shirt, basically, a guy who had not met before. Yeah, it was
Really?
a new character. Yeah.
Can you? That changes everything. That ch the stakes are so much. What? That is the best note that I think I've heard. That's up there.
Yeah, what were
Wow.
we thinking when we came up with that original story? But no, but that's how early the difference between knowing what your show is versus it kind of evolving. And we've talked at length, I'm sure Brad and Joe have talked at length about the fact that it was the fact that we were kind of living in somewhat of an anonymity on Showtime for four seasons in order to figure out what the show was. I don't think it really got that good until a little bit later on into three and four. I mean, there were good episodes early on, but consistently knowing what the show was didn't happen until a little bit later. But now, and that was when we were doing 22 episodes a year. Like, nowadays, This is what I'm saying. There's so much emphasis on knowing what the show is for every episode because you're only doing eight. And it's there's this hyper focus on all of that. And I think sometimes the show itself, the creative, crumbles under the weight of that pressure as opposed to being allowed to organically grow.
I love that. I love that best idea wins rule. That's
and a
healthy collaborative environment.
Yeah. And then that would, you know, that later translated down the line. And
oh, yeah.
Another thing that people, I think, don't fully understand. And that is that there's a guild. There are guild rules about rewrites. And right. There's a point at which a writer who's been rewritten can take a script to arbitration to get credit.
Right.
If they deserve it. But in most cases, there are a lot of instances where the original writer has been totally rewritten. Page one. And they still get the credit because it's considered bad form. I mean, the executive producer is still doing their job as showrunner to deliver the right thing for the show, for the actors, for the studio, whatever.
They're at the wheel of the ship.
Yes, and they're also getting paid handsomely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, there are situations in which it would be considered not just bad form, but like almost abuse if you took another writer's script and rewrote it entirely just so you could get the fee. Not part of the job. You know, your job is to make sure that script is in shape. So there were a lot of times where, you know, I would do passes on scripts that ended up being, you know, total rewrites. I've had it done to me. Like it just happens. So sometimes you guys will ask questions about scripts, and it turns out that the writers whose name is on it didn't even write the script. That's just
this program has been particularly illuminating for me in that regard because I have had one-off writers on or two-off or three-off writers on talk and ask them about specific episodes, and we glaze over the episode. And it's illuminating for me and for anyone who's paying attention because you can read between the lines and know that more than likely that's right. And that's the process of storytelling. But even 25 years later, how do you diplomatically say that? And a couple of cases, some of them have said, I'll be completely honest, you know, I submitted one thing and it went in this direction. And I really appreciate those people who are willing to say that, you know, because they accept the fact that they're not always the same writer decade after decade and are in a different space now.
Well, and I appreciated and responded to the trust that John and Brad had to give me the note, and they were testing me to a certain extent, and say, do you want to make this change or should we? And I was like, I'm going to do it. You know, I think it's a great idea and I'm going to change it. And it turned into a better episode than it would have been if they had shot the original script that I wrote.
Thanks for watching this clip from Dial the Gate. You can find the full live stream shows on our YouTube channel or visit dialthegate.com for the complete schedule. See you on the other side.